not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Sector Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Sector Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this speaking, but I'm getting better. My sore throat is gone, and as you can tell, my voice is starting to come back. It's a little nasally, but I'm working on it, and I hope by the end of this week I'll be all better. Anyway, got a good show for you. A couple things I want to mention. Every now and then I get an email from somebody or a message from somebody saying, I've been having a hard time understanding the show lately. Hearing it, I got an email from someone who Mike Molly yesterday saying that they were having difficulty, that the show was garbled. I have reviewed the files. I'm listening to the MP3 files that are up there on the internet. They all sound fine for me. I don't know what the problem is. If you are having difficulty downloading files and having them sound right, listening to the show using the player on the Superhuman Radio website, could you please email me at onair@superhumanradio.com. Specifically tell me what the problem is. Somebody emailed me and said when they listen to the show through the speakers on their computer, it's hard to hear very low. When they listen in their headphones, it sounds perfect. In that case, now I would say there's something wrong with your speakers. But I'm trying to get to the bottom of this. I want to find out if it's something that we're doing on our end. I believe that we have everything straightened out in the new studio. So I don't know what it could be. And I'm listening to these MP3 files that can render them, and they sound perfect. And they should download the same way. So please, email me at onair@superhumanradio.com if you continue to have problems. Listen to shows. My first guest today is a good friend of mine, L. Brent Jones. How are you doing, Brent?
Great.
And we got you on the show today because we want to tell people about something very exciting that I like to call Bodybuilding Meets the Sport of Kings. You are endeavoring to put together perhaps one of the highest level exposure opportunities for bodybuilding in the world in April of this year, correct?
That's correct.
Tell my listeners what you're planning on doing.
Well, it's really an extraordinary opportunity for the sport of bodybuilding that we, what I'm attempting to do is get a bodybuilding physique competition as a part of the Dirt Derby Festival.
The Kentucky Derby Festival.
The Kentucky Derby Festival. So this will be part of the Kentucky Derby. Going up before the Kentucky Derby, there's about a two-week window where they have these events, the festival that goes on. Some of these events draw almost a million people, and it's just a media frenzy at that time. So what I'm doing is putting together a competition that I'm currently trying to get as an official event of the Derby Festival. And that's, you know, about where I'm at right now. The date of the show is April 23rd. It's here in Louisville, Kentucky. It's about 2 weeks before the Derby.
Now, let's talk about something, first of all. The Kentucky Derby is televised to every country in the world, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Not only that, but the Derby Festival that you speak about, while it's a local event, attracts the biggest names in Hollywood, and as well as in business in general. And the Derby Festival, lots of the Derby Festival events, are also covered on an international basis as well. So what you're really attempting to do is to take the halo effect of perhaps one of the oldest, most well-known worldwide sporting events in the world, the Kentucky Derby, that allows some of that halo effect to rub off on bodybuilding by adding a bodybuilding competition to the Derby Festival, correct?
That's correct. What I'm trying to do is, yeah, this pairing this with the Kentucky Derby gives the sport of bodybuilding a level of credibility that you simply can't get on its own to the general public.
Jim Mannion is. Tell them who Jim Mannion is.
Jim Mannion is the head of the NDC, and he's the chairman of the IFBB.
The IFBB is the International Federation of Bodybuilding. And NPC, the National Physique Committee, is the non-pro side of bodybuilding. It's not out in the NPC, and someday you'll hope to get a pro card and become an IFBB. What you're doing is, this is going to be a sanctioned event, and it's going to be aligned with the Kentucky Derby, which will give it a great deal of exposure on an international basis. Now, for those people who aren't aware, now you've been on my show before, but some people may not putting two and two together. Why do you think that you have the ability to do this? Well, you've put together successful bodybuilding competitions in the past, too. You're the promoter of the Kentucky Muscle Show, which is in how many years have you been doing that?
8 years.
And every year it gets bigger and bigger. This past year you had a pro qualifying event for what? A figure? What was it here? Show this year, who we came in from Colorado to compete. So, you're attracting athletes from all over. First of all, do you have a name for the event in April that's going to be aligned with the Kentucky Derby?
Probably, until I get it, I'm in the process of, I just finished filling out the application to get this event as an official event of the Kentucky Derby Festival. I've got it submitted, so I'm waiting for them to come back. If they come back, then I'm certainly going to involve their name into the event. But currently, it's the Derby Championship.
Now, why is VPX the title sponsor, or I was under the impression that you're looking for title sponsors?
Sometimes I'm looking for sponsors. VPX is one of our major sponsors. Actually, my only sponsor so far for the show. Mainly because it's the first year of the show, it needs to get established. I'm certain, or I'm confident that once it's established, it's a great opportunity for companies to get their name out there outside the sport of bodybuilding and fitness.
Right. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk more about this upcoming event and more about the title sponsor probability and all that sort of stuff. We're talking with Albert Jones. He is the promoter of the Kentucky Muscle Show, and he has a wonderful event coming up this year in April. But it's going to be aligned side by side with the Kentucky Derby. It's going to be the greatest physiques in the world, side by side with the greatest horses in the world. I think it's going to be exciting. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Substances in test charge. This charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find this charge today.
That was the 47 bomber. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space. And you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. A known quieter, urethane series power blocks with Flex Wheeler technology are the heaviest and easiest to use for change dumbbells on the market. $129 a pair, power blocks can go as far as drums, all made for 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in a space of just one pair. With power blocks, go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1837. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 bar chemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking all magnesium problematic. Optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbs through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MAHLER.com. Okay, everyone knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you always dreamed of. Go to pjbraun.com today. That's pjbraun.com. Jurnabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Jurnabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Jurnabol is not aromatized, there is no conversion to estrogen. Jurnabol takes advantage of the patented liquid bait technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Jurnabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Jurnabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Jurnabol to be added to the federal ban list. Jurnabol, finally, a whole body supplement right from the source using the original study. BioSerum 347 is here. Bullbind analysis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Rootless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of BioSerum 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bullbind analysis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Rootless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today. Have you tried Plus Protein Bar yet? I'm excited. You get 2 free bars by visiting superuniradio.com and click the Plus Protein Bar banner ad. They are the best protein bars in the world, guaranteed, bar none, no pun intended. My guest right now is Brett Jones. He is the promoter of the Kentucky Muscle Show and this upcoming show that he's putting together with the Kentucky Derby, which will be a very, very first for bodybuilding. Now, right now, VPX is your only sponsor, so you're calling it the VPX event, but the reality is that you're looking for a couple of time sponsors.
Yes, that's correct. I can't, until we get those there, until the application passes through and the whole process of getting it admitted to the Kentucky Derby, I can't use the Kentucky Derby name. So, you know, we elected to use our sponsor's name to name the event.
But the reality is that if a couple of these sponsors come to you now, well, first of all, what kind of money are we talking about for someone to be a title sponsor of this event? $20,000?
Probably somewhere in that range. The Derby, Kentucky Derby Festival requires a fee to enter. I'm not sure what that is. Probably between $5,000 and $10,000. And then I'd like to add a pro show to it to give it some credibility toward the press and be able to market this as, you know, a fitness, you know, show business type show. Then we're going to have a charity ball instead of at the party. And I'm working with another group to try to get some of the studios involved and celebrities to champion a charity that, you know, we can benefit and
called their charity.
Yeah.
Radio hosts who lost their voice due to short roads and cancer. They make a $10,000 off when I get sick.
Well, you know, I'll give it to the personality on stage. So I think that's what separates it.
judges look for here? But can you help?
I'm confused. I went to, I guess, I'm trying to think what the last event I went to was, well, your event. I went to the Kentucky Muscle, obviously. And it seems to me that the bikini competitors who are more muscled do better than the ones that are softer. And that would be contrary to what I would have thought.
Well, you know, I think what they're looking for in bikini, again, you know, I think they put a lot more emphasis on the personality because the way that the poses are set up for the bikini, the girls can be a little bit more flamboyant on stage. I think since it's such a new division, I think they're trying to fill it out where things are going to settle down. But what I've seen in the past is it's mostly girls that are in real good shape that aren't quite as hard or as lean as the bigger competitors.
Right. But not carrying a lot of adipose tissue, per se, in any one given area. I mean, they have to be in shape. So I guess we need to just sit tight and wait, and you'll let us know whether or not this is a go, correct?
By visiting IronManLabs.com. The winter is upon us. Make this
seizure count by adding some new muscle with one hand on RX. Never before has an anti-seizure been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called P-Zole, which has been shown in clinical trials to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. P-Zole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole sources in a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or five supplements or so. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars at 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner and try them today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well the DLC 2000 works at repairing joints and bones, and it's the best price on the market, no gram for now. Now the DLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free from any DLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite DLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the DLC banner and go to superhumanradio.com or deliver it to one of the house. We see that the building block of muscle, protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be more healthy but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. Getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
From a listener who also works for a company, telling me, as you look up with this company, because they have a great product. And I get emails like this from time to time. And I get lots of samples in the mail. And one of them I don't even take, because I'm not going to take everything I get, to be honest. I start talking to this guy, Steve Faraci, and he's telling me about this product, creatine nitrate. He's telling me that it gives you an amazing pump. And you know, I've heard this over and over again, with every single nitric oxide booster out there. He sends me 2 bottles. And he tells me, look, be really careful with this stuff because it produces so much nitric oxide. If you take too much of it, it'll make you lightheaded and make you drop your blood pressure really fast and it'll get right on you. And so I take, it says take 4 times before work, and I take 2. And I notice the pump. I'm like, wow, this is really interesting. So I'm going to go ahead and try the 4. I get a 4. And sure enough, I mean, I'm talking about a real pump. The kind of pump that... The last time I had a pump like this was when I used to take methyl 1 testosterone, which those of you who remember what methyl 1 test was like. Methyl 1 test was an oral designer steroid that was legal to buy because it wasn't added to the ban list yet. And one of the side effects of methyl 1 test was painful pumps. I mean, crampingly, like your muscles would get so engorged it would be painful, especially when I deadlifted, my back would be pumped for like hours. Now, this thing was exactly like that. The last time I felt a pump like this was when I was using my 1 test. So then I called Steve back and I said, look, I want you guys to advertise. Steve's on the show now. How are you doing, Steve?
Good, Carl. How are you doing?
Okay, so I know you get this a lot, right? Because nobody believes that anything produces nitric oxide in a pump anymore because we've been let down so many times by so many supplements, right?
Well, that's exactly true. The problem is, the outrageous claims, we've read in the past about, certain supplements doing this or that, especially the nitric oxide category. We really somehow haven't had a true nitric oxide, ingredient until nitrate. So that's absolutely right. The first time, in studying the product myself, that has been an absolute hard time, getting this point across to prospective customers because they just don't have the nitric oxide, but we now know that that doesn't do anything at all in terms of nitric oxide. GPLC is another one. I was actually the first one to bring GPLC to the sports market when I started talking with Sigma Tau Health Science and that guy named John Such. And we put that out. It was a little before its time. No one knew what it was, so we ended up pulling that out of our initial flagship product. But that does actually help improve the produced nitric oxide, but still didn't, live up to the...
I know that Dr. Steven Sinatra, he works with Sigma Tau with his cardiac metabolic supplement regimen, which includes that and magnesium and D-ribose and what's the other one? The magnesium? I can't tell you, but that, what you're talking about is
glycocorticoid.
It does produce more nitric oxide than any of the so-called nitric oxide boosters, but even that, it's a letdown.
Yeah, it was the first product actually proven in human studies to show expression of nitric oxide.
So how did you turn around this whole thing? Well, first of all, your product is a creatine nitrate product, but by itself, the nitrate portion of it has a great value. How did you turn around this whole, maybe we can do this with nitrates instead?
Well, nitrates were being studied, back in the 90s by some friends of mine who are manufacturers, and just kind of put on a shelf until recently. I don't even know if they want to reveal who it is who actually patented the nitrates used with sports nutrition products, an additional compound. But just to get to the surface, I already knew about it and what it could do. But lo and behold, here it is, in the sports nutrition industry for us to. I just want to comment on you made the analogy between pro-hormones, the video you did with pro-hormones. That is the number one analogy we get here. Everyone's like, God, I felt just like I did when I took Superdraw or whatever, one of the pro-hormones. So it is that good, and people are having a real time hard time grasping that it is that good,
Method 1 test was notorious for causing painful pumps. It was so painful that sometimes you had to stop working out and let the bad blood diffuse from your muscles. But it doesn't seem like this is that painful. That is that absolutely wow. I'm getting a pump right now. Right? Not like wow. I wonder if I'm getting a pump. No, absolutely. I can feel my muscles. I get
full. If you start with the upper limits of what you should safely take, you will feel actual painful pumps. No doubt about it.
Well, I find that the taking the 4 caps before a workout is more than adequate for me.
Mm-hmm.
I have experimented with taking 6 capsules, and I became very lightheaded. My blood pressure was dropping.
Mm-hmm. It's that powerful. The extreme vasodilation that you get from it, absolutely. Well, it's a double-edged sword. It's a good thing. We're going to talk about that in a minute. The benefits of, such high nitric oxide production is very beneficial for people that are hypertensive, have hypertension and high blood pressure. This is a great supplement, to undertake. Of course, in conjunction with, the doctor. But it absolutely lowers blood pressure, no doubt about it. So there's a lot of good benefits that don't just have to do with sports, supplementation. They go along with the nitrate. So, it's a great, great product for a lot of reasons.
So how long has creatine nitrate been available?
I'm not sure exactly when he patented the product and made it available. I believe it's somewhere within the last year. It's not been on the market long and available to purchase under a patented ingredient like a creatine nitrate or calcium nitrate or bonding nitrates to everything, branched chain amino acids, you name it. But it does increase the effectiveness of the compounds.
How does it do that? How does it affect, for instance, with creatine? How does it increase the effectiveness of creatine?
I'm not sure exactly why it increases the actual parent compound. With creatine, I suppose it'd be different in each case. With creatine, we might as well dive right into it. The main problem with creatine monohydrate has always been the solubility and bioavailability, correct? That's been the problem. So, if you look at the three major pillars of determining bioavailability of a compound, you're looking at increased solubility, increasing stability, and also increasing dissolution. If you don't have those, then you're not going to have a very effective comp. Not that it can't be by nature, but it's just not getting assimilated by the body correctly for use, okay? That's why you always see, alchemist extraction testing. That's to make sure that we're absolutely utilizing that compound to its greatest degree, because it's an aqueous solution. It's got almost 100% bioavailability, so we can really see what this thing will do. Now, the problem is when you translate that into a supplement and you're using a raw-based herb that isn't an aqueous solution, it doesn't have 100% bioavailability, it doesn't always translate over, right? So that's why we see these great tests where it's so effective with the aqueous solution, and then we tamp it up in its original form, and
something that actually gives you a pump, which everybody's been chasing forever.
So it's really a two pronged thing. We got the best pre workout product, and you can test this, Carl. I mean, the pumps are phenomenal. I mean, this is
it lasts a while. In other words, even after I left the gym, probably an hour or two later, I still felt that swelling in the work muscles.
Right. Yeah, actually, it's been proven as well. It's 8 hours now. Like the arginine and all that, that's what they call the nitric oxide synthase pathway. This produces nitric oxide. probably training you for your pumps while you're working out, but in terms of, you know, recuperation afterwards to keep feeding the muscle and removing toxins is just ideal. I mean, you look at the thing from a lot of angles, it's just phenomenal.
Do you have, are you capable of doing samples of this product? Do you have something that has a couple pops in it? But,
we're just getting our sample packs together now for it. The thing is, I just want to make this, perfectly clear, it gets better and better with time, and our beta testers will attest to that. In one dose, you absolutely can feel, the nitric oxide, but the creatine side, as time goes on, you just get bigger, more swollen, fuller. It's just incredible. How that works. I mean, it's a great product. I mean, I'm almost in shock at how well it works for an actual supplement that's,
That's what I said. Take a quick commercial break, and then we come back. We'll talk more with Steve Barachi. We're talking about creatine nitrate during this portion of Superhuman Radio. And hopefully, in the near future, we'll have some samples to make a lot of folks supplement. That's until I try creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expect to feel nothing, just like the other supplements I've taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking behind a recommended dose, I can feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the slowing effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Charging insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from NeedToBuildMuscle.net, get the most effective insulin-mimicking, insulin-sensitizing, nutrient-partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need to Slim. Need to Slim combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need to Slim is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need to Slim by visiting NeedToBuildMuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need to Slim today.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Benadryl with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronManLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronManLabs.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in, where I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest price of the service at WonderNutrition.com. Even some of the most popular supplements out there are running from the same way they are all American products. All these scientists are going to be
Energy Science's pre-workout performance enhancer, Anabolic State GT, has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anabolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as Best Pre-Workout Product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Scientists want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we'll be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anabolic State GT from Bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anabolic State GT at Bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
$349. Go to superhumanradio.com and enter to win a set of Carbon quick change dumbbells. The day by set for November, we're going to be announcing the December winner very shortly, and we still have a set to get away for January. So you still have two chances to win. We haven't picked the December winner yet, or the January winner. So if you rush down there now and put your name in, you have a chance of winning one of those two sets that are still available. My guest this portion of the show is Steve Faraci from APS Nutrition. You can check them out at APSNutrition.com. They are a sponsor of the show now. After some diligent use of their products, I want them to ensure that it really was what it stated to be, and it really is. I'm quite impressed with the ability to get a pump with this product. I've never had a pump from any product before that promised a pump from using any of the nitric oxide products out there. But this product really does deliver. All right, so you were talking about there's a chance of you getting samples put together at some point in the future. You did say you're working on that now.
Yeah, very shortly. We'll have samples. What we're going to do, Carl, is give you a 2 or 3 day supply just so you can start to feel, the muscle fullness from the creatine and a little more into that other than just the pump that you'll get from the nitric oxide.
Exactly. Now, what are some of the other benefits of the nitrate? You were saying that there are lots of benefits from nitrate.
Yeah, I mean, just, a short list. I could go on forever. I mean, it's just phenomenal what it does, but, just overall general health of the cardiovascular system, the vasodilation, increased blood flow, regulate your blood pressure, which, again, like I touched on a little bit earlier, that's great for guys. But, so many people are, in a hypertensive state today, just due to stress. It's great that here you can take a supplement before you go to the gym. It's actually going to help regulate that. And not to mention, I don't know if you've ever had like a headache from high blood pressure while you're in the gym. Alleviates all that. In other words, you don't feel that while you're in the gym. Blood flow to the muscles and muscular contraction, absolutely paramount here on creatine nitrate. Even cellular respiration. Obviously, red blood cells are reaching into the very outer reaches of your vascular system, right? So it's feeding the entire muscle with oxygen, which obviously has a performance benefit, right? It also, is giving you nutrients and hormones, but the increased oxygen. There's a study, a Swedish study done, delving into that a little bit, and they determined that the better blood supply and the more oxygen is able to, diffuse deep into the muscle tissue, creating a better supply for a larger number of contracting muscle, which ended up basically meaning that, you require less oxygen to perform the same exercise. In other words, you're more efficient at utilizing oxygen when taking a nitrate, just due to high nitric oxide, endothelial nitric oxide production.
So why is that? You think it's worth taking a couple capsules on off days as well?
I do, just the creatine side, not so much for... it's not a good thing to produce 8 hours of nitric oxide for some of the reasons we just talked about, general health reasons. Not a good idea at all. I recommend it for sure. I would definitely keep the creatine active. And you have the ATP production constantly going as well. So I would recommend maybe 3 caps on a non-lifting day.
And
the regular dose. I just want to say this too, we kind of like let's talk about the limits that were set, the maximum amount of creatine nitrate you should take. I'm not a doctor, I'm not recommending, a certain amount of, I'm just telling you what we found during beta testing. Initially, the World Health Organization, the WHO, said that they found the maximum amount of nitrate you should take is about 3.7 milligrams per kilo of body weight. We're not finding that case at all. I mean, that's where it really just barely starts to work.
Right.
Let me say this too, guys. Creatine nitrate is 1,500 milligrams of creatine nitrate per serving. All the other companies, two other companies that have it, and they went with the recommended gram per serving, which produces about 300 milligrams of nitrate, which I just find isn't enough. So I think it starts at 1,500 milligrams per serving. That's where the benefits really
is. Is that four capsules?
All four capsules is, 1,500 milligrams of creatine nitrate. So, but now, it's funny. We did the beta testing, and, I just want to say thanks to all the guys at Anabolic Minds, Big T, Southpaw, Judgment Day. They helped us realize that, they kept falling back.
same thing I got a little lightheaded. And it should be, everybody's different, too. My blood pressure was a little low to begin with, let's say, and then I made it even lower. But some people can get by with many heat types, and then it wouldn't bother them.
Right. So, and also, initially, I guess the recommended thing to do is to take, spread out the dose between, half before and half after the workout. We're also finding that to take maybe two-thirds before the workout and the other third of your dose after the workout is probably a better way to take it.
Let's talk about APS for a second.
Okay.
How long have you guys been around?
We've been around that 2 years now. The first year was, sort of a little profile, just getting things going year. We didn't, come out of the gate real fast. But really, the last 2 years is when we developed our mainstream line. We're just doing longer term to get APS going. Here's our kind of model over here is, if we can't improve an existing product like we did with creatine here with creatine nitrate, if we can't make something better, or introduce a unique novel ingredient to the sports supplement world, we're just not going to make the product. So we can't just come, throw 10 products out there because it just doesn't work that way.
You're going to have the same product as everybody else.
Yeah, we refuse to do that. Our products, you're going to see, some improvement on the existing product. We're going to solve some problem that an existing product has, but otherwise could be great. We're either going to do that, or we're going to introduce something brand new that's never been seen before that works great. So, we're not going to come out with tons of products in a short period of time. There's just not that much, groundbreaking material available out there,
So, what other products do you have?
Well, let's talk about maybe our flagship products. We have a small bulk line, but those are just single ingredient products that, that you can stack with some of our bigger products. That's pretty much why they're there. We won't talk about those too much. But we have a pre-workout called Mesomorph. That's pretty much our top-selling product. That product is phenomenal. It's a pre-workout powder. It's the first one that absolutely across the board has full clinical doses of its key active ingredients. What does that mean? We talk about beta-alanine, citrulline malate, things like that. Now, I'm looking at these formulas, not to knock anybody, but, I'm looking at formulas today, and they, a study will say you need, say, 4 grams of beta-alanine for it to be effective for, producing carnosine. They must be in 2 grams. I understand that because they don't want people to feel that paresthesia and scram away from the product, but while putting that off, you're not going to put an effective dose that the study says it's not effective until you put this much in there.
Right.
We're just not going to do it, to make it pretty. We're going to want to put the amount that the study says is effective is going to increase your performance. So, that product, Mesomorph, is phenomenal. It's the first one to actually have before, 4 grams of beta-alanine.
So do you get the tingling when you use that product?
More than maybe some of them. Some guys like it, some people hate it, but it doesn't matter. I mean, the study says that's what you need to get the great benefits. That's what we're going to put in there.
About 3 years ago, I was using beta-alanine, and I took some niacin in the morning and took my beta-alanine shortly thereafter, but I didn't even think about it. And I was driving my kids to school. It was the morning I was driving the kids to school, and on the way home, I got so itchy. I couldn't drop, I couldn't focus on the road. My body was itchy. It was like I was scratching my back, my arms, everything.
Sure. Yeah, no, the niacin and beta-alanine together would be brutal. But, so it's nice work. It's certainly crazy worldwide. You can go on some of the boards and you can see the countless, testimonials through the logs that we do. People really feel it's the best one on the market. And we hope so. I don't want to pat myself on the back, but you decide. I certainly hope you try it. Take it and try it. We do feel it is the best one on the market, and we think you'll realize that, after one month, just give it a try.
Right.
And you'll see. So we got the Mesomorph and creatine nitrate are our two biggest sellers. We have a test booster called Testotropin. We also have that sells very well. We're known as like the masters of stimulants. We found a way to produce fat burner / stimulants that don't give you a crash when they're done. And along the way, give you a nice, smooth, all these stimulants, they give you the jitters and, you really do what you have to do. Our stimulants do not do that. With the exception of maybe Yellow Thunder a little bit, we did that purposely because some people like that a lot. They don't like it. So, we gave it to you. So we have 3 different fat burner / stimulants to choose from. Each has its own unique finger one of them that's pretty well known. It's we call it the feel good fat burner. Has R-N-benzyl phenylethylamine in it, which is a feel good, a transmitter, but it's a feel good ingredient. And then glutamine is a nice, smooth, very strong fat burner stimulant. And then there's yellow thunder, which kind of makes feel good fat burner.
Cool. Where are you guys looking?
We're in Florida. Found in Charlie, Florida.
Nice area.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's more like Boston right now. Yeah, it's been a hell of a winter so far. So the birds are getting up north right now.
No.
I want to see some, while we're talking about parts that work, quite protein bars. Phenomenal. I'm hooked on them. I'm not crazy about the peanut butter personally. It's good. I'm just not crazy about personally, but the vanilla almond, I can't stop eating them.
That's my favorite, too.
For 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print of 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find TNC eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. TNC eye drops. The name says it.
I have never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplement that I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too.
Thousands of Super Human Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works with your very joints and heart. And it's the best price on the market, no doubt for more. Now, GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules all real power. Just mention Super Human Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to
Male testosterone was the king of muscle and strength building agents. Now there's one Ando RX. One Ando RX is pharmaceutical grade one androsterone. It converts from one testosterone in the body. The results are 7 times more anabolic than testosterone, but it can't convert to estrogen or DHT, so you never have to worry about bloating or water retention. One Ando RX will build lean muscle while helping you shed body fat. You can get one Ando RX by visiting IronManLabs.com. Winter is upon us. Make this season count by adding some new muscle with one Ando RX. DJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you always dreamed of. Go to pjbraun.com today. That's pjbraun.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Are you tired of your current wireless service? Were you promised low rates but ended up on an antiquated system with poor coverage and slow texting? Well, now check out Lightyear Wireless, the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Lightyear Wireless banner to get the lowest rates for unlimited calls and texting on 3G and 4G networks. There's no reason to get substandard service any longer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Lightyear Wireless banner and get on board with the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio. Lightyear Wireless.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You guys are still holding out. I'm actually thinking I might take off tomorrow. I think I may need a whole day off to truly recover. I'm going to be working every day this week, and I really don't feel like I'm getting any better. But we'll see. I may end up rerunning an old show tomorrow, and cancel the commercial. We'll see what happens. Anyway, my next guest was referred to me by my good friend, Mike Mahler. His name is Bud Jeffries. He is a strongman who right now is traveling the country, and he is visiting schools and exposing kids in schools to the art of strongman exhibition. How are you doing, Bud?
I'm doing great, Carl. Doing great.
Now, on the strongman, when you walk into these schools and you start to bend iron and lift heavy weights, what do the kids do? Do they seem like they're not really interested, or are they amazed by it?
Oh, no. They're interested. They're interested. But now, my show is specifically set up to engage them. And we specifically, that really is the art of the old-time strongman, is to translate strength into a publicly consumable form, which is the reason why I don't do a lot of barbell stuff in a show. And the reason we do a lot of the things that we do with bench bikes and bend bars, and I drive nail through boards in my hand, and lift people in different ways, and have a bowling ball dropped on my stomach, and that kind of thing. And the reason we do that is because the average person has very little true understanding of strength. Especially kids today, you know, the modern video game generation, you know, has a very little connection to the physical. So they have very little understanding. And if I could put a 500-pound barbell on the floor or an 800-pound barbell on the floor, and a kid in reality couldn't tell the difference.
Right.
But if I grab one of their teachers who's 150 pounds and press him overhead with one hand, they get that.
Do you do that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm
talking about. Because they're usually a male or female teacher.
I play back and forth. It really just depends on, you know, when somebody's willing and the right size.
Yeah, there you go. That's pretty funny. Now, when you go to these schools and they see you, now, I happen to know that part of your story is that you've lost a large amount of weight, correct?
Right, 110 pounds in the last 2 years.
Now, as a strongman, I'm assuming that you started out as a powerlifter.
Yeah, I got into lifting weights from sports and football, and I got into competitive powerlifting, and, you know, it was big all my life. I was just a big guy. I had a bunch of car accidents as a kid, and I was in a body cast for a long time, and I wanted to walk in, and that put a bunch of weight on me that I really could never take off. So I was always a big guy, you know, did the whole offensive lineman thing, got into powerlifting, and you know, set over the course of my life between 40 and 50 records, a couple of world records, some team national records, won the drug-free, or the WMPF Lifetime Drug-Free World Championship, and then moved into all kind of other strength stuff, strongman competition, Highland Games, kettlebell lifting, Highland wrestling, and pretty much anything crazy and heavy that you could do sort of attracted me.
Well, let's talk about a couple things. First of all, Mike Mullen, when he was telling me about you, said, Bud can squat 900 pounds out of the hole. In other words, you squat at the bottom. Instead of, what people need to understand about the squat is part of the squat is when you're coming down in the movement, you're actually preloading your muscles to kind of spring back up. But squatting at the bottom and pushing out with 900 pounds on your back has to be an immense feat of strength. Is that true? You can actually squat at the bottom and push out with 900 pounds on your back?
Well, my peak ever, and I've changed training gears actually about a year ago during a freak running accident. I was in a sprint and injured a knee, so I'm kind of confined to three quarters and up right now, still rehabbing that knee. But my peak, starting from parallel at the bottom, actually is 1,000 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
You squatted 1,000 pounds in competition, right?
No, I actually quit competition and just went to a total different training format. And it was ridiculous, but I got twice as strong as I ever was. And I squat about 800 in competition. I 5 years after that is when I squatted 1,000 pounds. When I just really found my groove and strength and found actually a very different form of training. And, competition was great, and I love it. But at the same time, comparative to my goals, it was limiting to me.
What changed about the way you train? What changed?
Well, when I grew up in the original style of lifting, kind of the old school Ed Cohen style of powerlifting, we used some wraps and suits and that kind of thing. And I got into the idea of very, very raw lifting. And in that, the only thing we ever use is a belt and no wraps, no suits, no nothing like that. And the reason being I wanted to have the most pliable strength across the most forms. And I actually found that form of squat, starting from the bottom, gave me the greatest ability to apply that power to other things, and the greatest pure overall around carryover strength for muscle, for endurance, for just anything crazy I want to do. I want to, walk with a 1,000-pound yoke, or pick up a 500-pound rock, or it gave me the most pure carryover. It doesn't require a spotter. It actually has a built-in safety component in the way that you do it, because it actually artificially limits your poundage just a little bit.
Right. So you've been a raw lifter then, for the majority of your career.
Well, absolutely the last parts of my competitive career, yeah, before I got into doing, a strongman and really got into the real old-time strongman stuff or whatever. Yeah, I was raw. The NTF World Championship I won was raw.
Who were some of your heroes when you were growing up and you started to get involved in the whole strength arena?
One of the big guys I really respected and I respected all the older lifters. Paul Anderson, mm-hmm. a hero
yeah.
of mine. And actually, that's really why I got away from the competitive style squat and vert training and some of the things he did. So I did a massive amount of heavy partial lifting and found that to be the most effective carryover to full range lifts, to muscle building, and to just pure strength the fastest way. And I experimented with and kind of developed my own version of what he did, which was progressive distance training, where he started with a short partial and moved to a long range of movement. And that's probably the thing I'm proudest of in my whole one of the things I'm proudest of my whole career is that I tied two of the records of his in squats that you could find as closely documented as you can document something from that era.
Wow. That's
the 1,000 from the bottom is what they said. That's what they said Anderson could do.
Wow. That's the impressive. Congratulations.
Yeah, well, thanks, man. And then, of course, squats, that was a big thing for him. And I did 15-50.
Wow.
And the claim for him on a regular basis is between 1,800 and 2,000. So I actually locked out 1,850. And I broke 2,000 off the pins. But I couldn't quite. I forgot like 1 inch out of 3.
Thank you so much, Paul. Let's say a quick question, Mike. When we come back, we're going to talk more about Jeffries about his work and his national tour around the country where he's exposing folks to the art of the strong man. This is the Superman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. That's the sound of 37 pounds. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space. And you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPen technology are the easiest to use for changing dumbbells on the market. Sizes are going to play.
compounds. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market tonight, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains supergoral dimethazine, not to be confused with other supergoral knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronManLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronManLabs.com today. Dianabol from PromoterPerformance.com is a hydrogel clone. Dianabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Dianabol is not aromatized, there is no conversion to estrogen. Dianabol takes advantage of the patented liquid-based technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Dianabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Dianabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Dianabol to be added to the federal ban list. Dianabol protein is a building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets has been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you. Thousands of Super Human Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and bones, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Super Human Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner head on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per house. Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from NeedToBuildMuscle.net, get the most effective insulin-mimicking, insulin-sensitizing, nutrient-partitioning supplement available without a prescription. NeedToSlim. NeedToSlim combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. NeedToSlim is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get NeedToSlim by visiting NeedToBuildMuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get NeedToSlim. Welcome back to the Super Human Radio. We're talking this hour with Mike Kemp, who is stronger and extraordinaire, who is traveling around the country and doing exhibitions at schools, exposing to some of these kids for the very first time what strongman presentation is and strength in general. But what made you want to do this?
Well, I've got a funny story. You know who Anthony Clark was?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
I played football for 1 year at the University of Florida. But when I was there, I actually went to a church, and they hosted a prison ministry week from a company called Bill Glass. Well, Anthony worked with them, and the guys who I went to the church there, they knew me. And knew I had already been, at that time, I'd already been, you know, team national champion and multiple-time regional champion, and I had a couple of team national records, and I was playing football at the University of Florida. Well, they knew Anthony was coming to do part of their show there. Anthony was coming there, and so they asked me to do a pre-show to build interest for them. And that's the first time I ever did any kind of public exhibition.
Right.
And so that piqued my interest, and from there I started working at different churches and schools, and I've been doing it off and on since then. And moving into the old-time strongman way of doing things includes a lot of the modern lifts, modern competition lifts. It also includes a lot of very unique feats. So for me, it piqued my interest at, you know, the all-around power and muscle that we can get out of it, and that sort of satisfies me.
Do you have a scale of sponsors?
We're actually sponsored by the schools right now, but we're moving to the big basis of the show that we're doing actually is an anti-bullying.
Oh, wow.
You know, so nationally relevant right now. And so we're moving in that
direction. So, give me an example. First of all, you get to the school, they bring the kids down to the auditorium, and you're standing there, and give me an idea of what you do.
Okay, well, I actually start the show by speaking to the kids, and I and TV and from the vaudeville area era where you couldn't just pop your iPod out and watch on YouTube or something like that. So if you wanted to see anything, you had to see it live, and Sprint shows are one of the very popular shows. And so all the, not all the feeds, but most of the feeds I do are taken from that time period. And I start by, you know, I pull a lot of people in out of the audience. We get a lot of participation. Start usually by bending a six-inch pipe, and then go right into driving a nail through the board in my hand. And then I break the show up because, you know, kids have only limited amount of time they can pay attention. So we do a couple of beats and then go right to one of the main messages. And the first one being that, you know, life has a purpose. You're here to do something with your life. And we do a few more beats. Usually I'll, you know, do a press of somebody overhead with my hand, and then we'll bend a big bar, usually like a 1-inch, 1-inch by 3/8 or 1-inch by 1/2 inch, or sometimes 1.5 inch by 3/8 or 1/2 inch piece of flat steel, and bend that often into a fish, or sometimes, you know, scrolling, which is bending it into what's called a double loop fish, or moving, you know, we really curl the bar into shape, and then do some other feats, and speak to them again about, you know, some success building tips, practicing, being a great student, and that kind of thing, and then do a few more feats. I think we're finishing right now with a very interesting feat, where I use a barbell, sit it on my shoulders, and then I have four people out of the audience. Generally, the total weight being between 500 and 600 pounds, and pick that up on my shoulders. They're holding onto the barbell, and then spin around.
So they're suspended from the bar.
Right. They're hanging from the bar. They're off the ground. The bar is sitting across my shoulders like you would hold it to squat.
Right.
And I pick it up, and it's 600 pounds, and I spin around about 5-6 times. And, Right. Well, you have to just be, you have to be in real control and watch what you do. And I've learned, you know, to pick people who are reasonably athletic and, you know, who can't hold themselves off the ground for more than 10 seconds.
How do you get the message about the anti-bullying message to your presentation?
Well, you know, this is what I tell them, okay? And I actually tell a story about a great friend of mine, Dennis Rogers, who you probably know. The big thing I tell them is everybody thinks they're the biggest, toughest guys, and the media portrays everybody who's a big, muscle guy as violent, as mean.
That's usually exactly the opposite.
That's exactly what I tell them. But, you know, because of my job, because of the people that I know, you know, I know the top dogs in the street world.
The most polite and passive people in the world.
Absolutely are. They absolutely are. And so I tell them exactly that message. Listen, if they are strong enough to simply be nice to other people, then you can be nice to. And they are. And that's what, you know, and that's a lie that they've been told, and I'm here to correct that.
Are you saying that some bully is going to see your strength displays and think, if I was stronger, I'd be a better bully?
Well, you know, that's always possible, but, you know, he's seeing people, it's a representation of strength in everything every day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm hoping what you'll see is that the guy who is bigger than average, stronger than average to begin with, who has a tendency toward bullying, will see that it's not the right direction to go with a natural gift that you got.
Right.
You know, and that the other kids will do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? The other kids will choose that, you know, maybe I'm not the biggest, strongest guy, but internally I have the strength to be a better human being.
How about you when you were a kid? When you, you said you had a bad car accident, right? That ended up putting out. Okay, how old were you?
I was 5 years old. I got hit by a van.
No way! You got hit when you were 5.
When I was 5, yeah. Yeah, spent 3 months in a body cast. Had to learn to walk again. Destroyed my head, fractured my skull.
Oh, mackerel. I don't think you would have seen that in a car accident when you're a teenager.
There's another part of the story. I got into another one as a teenager, and the one that nearly killed me, in fact, one where a guy ran a stop sign, and I hit the windshield in my head and broke the windshield, and absolutely should not have survived either of those car accidents.
So you were 5 years old, and you got hit by a van?
Absolutely. I got hit by a van doing about 60.
Holy.
Yeah.
Holy.
Yeah. I was in the hospital for a month.
Were you always a big kid?
No, before then, I really was not that big. I was kind of wiry, but not, I was probably average size, but, you know, my folks are big, historically, my people are big.
Right.
Actually, one of my relatives from 100 years ago was a guy named Jim Jeffries, who was the world heavyweight boxing champion. And that's what he won, was just being a big, strong, brute of a guy.
Kind of that kind of thing.
But I was never that big a guy, but obviously to heal up, they put me on these corticosteroids and different things, and just total immobility for months at a time. Like I told this in an article I wrote in a story, listen, I'm from the South. Everything there has calories, even the air. You're not careful, your dinner not going to be fried. So I gained a ton of weight and then just never could take it off. And no matter what I did, even though I participated in all kinds of athletics and stuff, I did, martial arts, played football, and lots of other things. Back then, the martial arts can help rehab and to learn to walk again. Literally, when they cut the cast off me and stood me up, I could not stand at all.
Yeah, you lost that little bit of that. Sure.
Yeah. But the craziness of that is that actually probably is one of the things that opened the door for me to pursue strength.
Right.
Because it piqued that interest in me, and it put me in athletic things, and athletic things that funneled me towards strength. And then I took my interest, and then I began to train, study, and do all the things from there.
Wow, how interesting. Very, very interesting. Yeah, I'm still speechless that you were hit by a man at five. That was amazing, man. My line of reasoning was I was going to ask you, were you a big kid? Were you bullied? Did you have any of those experiences? But I totally, I thought you were going to say, well, I had a crack when I was a teenager. I was going to say, well, when you were young, were you bullied or anything like that? Well,
yeah,
because,
I gained a bunch of weight. So one of the prime targets for any bully or anybody in that area is an overweight kid. Gigantic. They're probably target number one. So for my age, I was probably as big as anybody else. And then when I started to grow, got toward puberty and 10, 11, 12 years old, I really was big. But I got picked on quite a bit by older kids.
Right.
By much older, just 16, 17.
Oh, because the kids are right about that, me too. Because the kids that were our age, we were bigger than. Mm-hmm. So they didn't pick on us, but it was the older kids that were. Yeah, I'm looking at that. That's what I was curious about. Okay. All right, so let's talk more about. We have to go into a break in just a couple minutes, but I want to talk a little bit about a couple other things. First of all, you shared with me during the pre interview that you have a unique approach to cardiovascular training that I was very intrigued by. Let's go ahead and start talking about that. We'll have to go into a break and we'll pick up on it when we come out. Tell me about the types of things that you do for cardiovascular training.
Well, I believe in a very muscular type of cardiovascular training, okay? I don't believe that most people will get the benefits that they are truly looking for by any kind of a long, slow-distance type running or treadmill work or that kind of thing. I believe that if you're going to keep all the muscle you want and get an upper level of cardiovascular power and burn the fat that you want, you need to do something that recruits muscles, preferably explosively, and allows you to do it in a long-term format. Murray Gallagher quantified it kind of as third-way cardio in his book, and that's kind of the direction I take with it or whatever. So I like to do things like kettlebell, but kettlebell is my main focus, and that's another thing that I believe in cardiovascular training, is that you should treat it like lifting in some way, and here's how. I have a base move that I use all the time. And then from there, I have a tremendous amount of variety of other moves that I work in, both as a test and as a builder of cardiovascular capacity. So what that means is my base move is a kettlebell swing.
And one-hand swing, two-hand swing?
Generally one-hand.
Okay.
Generally one-hand. Now, if I go much heavier, and I'll do some heavier stuff with two hands, but generally I do one-hand swing.
Okay. Give me an example. You'll do a one-hand swing, but how much weight left hand first, and then you'll switch to right hand?
I like to do a switch every 10 reps. So, and what I do is a long set. Okay, so I'm not doing necessarily 100 rep sets. I'm looking for a 1,000 rep set.
Wow.
And I'll do, now here's another unique style to the way that I typically train kettlebells is what I do is I cycle the weight up and down. So, base exercise might start with a 24-kilo or 53-pound belt, but I might do 1 week there, 1 week the next week with a 32, next week with a 40, next week with a 48-kilo or whatever, and I'm cycling back and forth. And for that particular type of cardio that I train, I always go for, I'm going as long as I can without the bottom. And generally, I have like a repetition goal for the day. So I want to do 1,000 reps or 2,000 reps or whatever. And I'll go as far as I can. And then if I have to put the bell down, I put the bell down, rest as short as possible, and then hit it and go again.
How long do you think you'll do a session?
Depends on the weight and the goal for the day. Now, that particular cardio, because I actually do use another form of cardio that's shorter and more intense. Not intervals, it's a different way of looking at it, but it's different. 24 minutes is kind of my minimum time, and then 30 minutes to an hour is about my max. There.
That's kind of like that, because when you think about people who do cardio, they'll do cardio for 45 minutes. I think the thought of doing that, it seems arduous because of the real strain of it, but that's really what's going to increase cardiovascular health.
Right. Well, and that's the point of this, is I'm doing the same 45 minutes of cardio, but I'm doing a harder, higher rate, higher stroke rate, higher heart rate, higher strain cardio for that same time.
Right. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about Greg Jeffrey's strongman. We're going to talk about his approach to cardiovascular training. Very interesting stuff. You're listening to Seeker Healer Radio. We will be right back. Anti-estrogen is so powerful. The trial formula is built on potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called B-Level, which has been shown in clinical trials to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. B-Level works in concert with the rest of the trial formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of the trials says it's a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Trials are available at bodybuilding.com, lipidnano.com, or five supplements are sold. For more information, check out Strongman extraordinaire. Right now we're talking about his unique approach to cardiovascular training. Now, I'm actually with you on this, but this is something that I've been doing for a long time, too. Now, it doesn't have to be as heroic as a 1,000 kettlebell swings for some people. It could be something as simple as grabbing a couple, you know, 53-pound kettlebells, one each hand, and doing farmer's walks for as long as you can. You know, but just put your heart pounding, pounding. And now what you're doing is, you know, you are cardiovascularly training because your heart is pounding, you're breathing along with the exercise, but you're enlisting muscle to a greater degree as well.
Right. And, well, and, you know, everybody talks about that, and that's been the big issue is if I do too much cardio, it takes away my muscle and takes away my strength. Well, not if you do the right kind. But what you've got to do is something that activates muscle at the same time as your cardiovascular training. And it, to me, it's much more efficient and much more actually effective. And I can tell you this, I was an athlete my whole life. I could never run. I could run sprints pretty good, but I could never run distance very good. Now, I, you know, was terrible at it. But I did that kettlebell training, built up to that kind of thing, and I could run for an hour without stopping with no problem, and that was at nearly 300 pounds body weight.
Really?
You know, it's a different kind of thing. And here's the point. Here, okay, what I'm doing is I'm creating a harder cardiovascular component, but I'm maintaining it for the type of duration that most people would do their moderate to slow stuff for that type of time period.
Right.
You have better cardiovascular response, but you don't take away from your muscle and you don't take away from your strength because you're consistently using muscular effort and strength effort. And that plays exactly into what you said right there, okay, what I said is I use that kettlebell swing as a base.
Right.
I use a ton of other tools. I have one of my favorites is sledgehammers or bowling ropes.
What is sledgehammer? What are those?
Okay, sledgehammer. You know, I do, I literally take a sledgehammer and pound on a tire.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I actually wanted to tie one of John Brookfield's records there, so I've worked on that or whatever. And I have a 38-pound sledgehammer at my house, and we'll swing it for an hour. As many reps as I can in an hour, that kind of thing. For sled pulling, I'll do sled pulls for an hour. Or barbell work, I'll just take a barbell. And I have kind of a unique approach to that because with the barbell and dumbbell work that I do, that is that particular kind of cardiovascular condition, I often try to do something different than you would normally do with a barbell.
Right.
So now, certainly we do some complexes and that kind of thing, but often I'll take unique exercises and mix them in. So what I'm trying to do is work that same muscular and cardiovascular capacity for that same type of time period, but work as many angles, work as many directions, and as many types of muscular strength as possible with a different tool all the time.
Gotcha.
So you're building, so I have a base building that's building capacity that I'm training and I'm testing all the time. So I know exactly where I am from a performance standpoint. And then I have a variety of other tools that I train with that are just for fun or for, you know, it's the same training but with a different thing. And you get a lot of benefits out of that, in my opinion. Number one, you get, you know, massive muscular work and effort in every range you can possibly think of.
Right.
And you actually, in my opinion, limit any kind of overuse type injury that you might be interested in. It's cross training, you know, with the idea there of but done in a muscular way, and in that high cardiovascular capacity, and it's been exceptionally effective for me. I mean, I cut my, today I'm 270 pounds. My resting heart rate is below 60.
Wow.
You know, I cut 25 beats a minute or more off my resting heart rate with that kind of.
Don't you think when you put your heart under that kind of a strain, when you're doing cardiovascular work with heavy weight, that the results for the heart is a stronger heart, not just a better beating heart, so to speak?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll tell you how I think you can prove that, okay? Now, this is sort of in my whole emphasis is mixing strength and cardiovascular capacity. So I tend to do, and one of the ways I experiment with training is mixing very heavy lifting in with that muscular cardio.
Right.
So that's something I mentioned to you yesterday. All right, I'll do, say, half squat and work up heavy, maybe 1,000 pounds, and I'll mix that with swings. So I'll have 1,000 swings and then max my half squats for the day.
Oh,
or max any kind of other lifting. And the point of that being both, you know, I'm training to have that, what they're now calling type 3, muscular fiber, which is muscle fiber that will display power or, you know, fast twitch power as well as slow twitch endurance at the same time.
Type 3 fiber?
Yeah, that's, you know, they're finding now, and this is something that I think that this is the direction we're going, is that, you know, they used to always classify it as type 1 and type 2. Well, actually, there's about a dozen subtypes, but type 1 and type 2, which was fast twitch fiber, fiber and slow switch fiber, and you couldn't get them to do the same things well. Now they're finding that there's actually a third fiber, or that the fibers will convert if you do the right kind of training to have the tendencies of both types of fiber. So you have the endurance of a slow switch fiber and the power of a fast switch fiber in the same muscle.
Wow.
And that's the direction we're headed in training, but from a cardiovascular standpoint, it's the same thing. So what I'm doing is, you know, taking my heart rate high and keeping it high for a long period of time and then maxing it by doing a heavy lift. And here's how I think you can prove that this is that kind of effective thing, okay? I did all kinds of endurance work forever trying to find the secrets and getting the right direction. And what I found was, I got in much better shape, you know, it was great. But I didn't have the carryover to heavy lifting. I still got smoked by heavy lifting.
Right.
Does that make sense? You know,
yeah.
You can do endurance, but then you go to a very heavy set of squats or deadlifts for 5 reps, and you're breathing like a freight train.
Well, you're not really funny when it comes to mine. I had Dan John on my show once, and we talked about lifting squats. Lifting off, you know who lifting off? Yeah. Well, it's kind of like the reverse of that. But I mean, he was a big proponent of that, too. He would do some really, dramatically heavy squats, and then as soon as he would just drop the bar, he would sprint 100 yards.
Right.
You're talking about putting your cardiovascular system under a great deal of strain. Nothing does it more than that. I mean, let's put it this way. If there's a heart attack in your future, it's probably going to show up right then.
Well, I think if you're going to heart attack proof yourself, obviously that component is a big deal. But I think, what are we training for? Ultimately, health has to be a big deal. Fat loss has to be a big deal. But if you're going to proof your heart from disease and from that kind of strain and being able to survive something like that, then you need the endurance component, but you need the power component there.
Right.
Some of the doctors there have talked about that surviving a heart attack is as much on the strength of the heart as more than the endurance of the heart.
And to speak to that, I think that if you are going to heart attack proof your heart, you have to constantly be gently pushing it into an area that it's not accustomed to being, putting great degrees of stress on it slowly, but then allowing it to recover from that stress so that it becomes stronger like any other muscle in the body.
Absolutely. You don't start with 1,000 of anything. You know what I'm saying? You start with whatever you can deal with, and you progress. And there's the thing I think, I think for most people, this kind of cardio, and this is what really attracted me, one of the things that attracted me to this in the first place, is for me, X number of reps in X number of minutes or hour or whatever is more quantifiable than I went out and ran for an hour. It appeals to my weightlifter side.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it allowed me that kind of cardio capacity with the and the strength benefit without the detriment to either side.
Right.
Which is really where I'm going. I need to be world class strong, but I also need that heavy cardiovascular capacity just for pure health as well as and I think that's the frontier of human performance.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about weight loss. I don't want to minimize that. That's an amazing amount of weight. I mean, it took me several years to drop 100 pounds. I mean, I think I did over the course of 4 years, quite frankly, when I think about it, because the first couple of years I was misguided on how I was going to do it. But did you drop 101 pounds in 2 years?
Depending on what I'm weighing this morning. 102 to 115. My peak, by the way, was 385.
Well, and that's when you were powerlifting, too?
Now, there's the other thing that I think is actually an issue to this, okay? Because I'm a big guy and I kept too much body fat to begin with, but I started gaining massive amounts of strength and muscle, and I was 385, but not sitting on the couch. Okay, I was 385 and I could squat 1,000 pounds, and I was actually, it seems counterintuitive, but, and that's why I think the body fat thing can be misleading to people, because I was actually in pretty good shape. I spent some time training with, and I actually did a couple in the very, very early days of Ultimate Fighting in America. I did a couple of fights and trained with fighters for a while. So I could do ridiculous stuff, work heavy bags for long periods of time. I did a couple of workouts using bodyweight stuff.
I'll give you a perfect example. Mike Miller's a good friend, and I remember when Mike used to do those Highland Games and stuff. And I was 400 pounds at the time, but he was farmer working cars across a football field. When you talk about cardiovascular capacity, I mean, some of these powerlifters have amazing cardiovascular capacity.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So how do you speak to that? I do know that I was going to say, when we started talking about this, I think powerlifters really use the excuse that they have to eat a lot for strength, and they overlook the negative effects of the body fat that they carry. But the reality is, very few of them have any negative effects of body fat, because they're all very cardiovascularly trained.
Well, you know, I think the entire term of aerobic and anaerobic is wildly misused and wildly overblown in the, okay, you tell me, if you just squat 900 pounds for 5 reps, you tell me that's not one of the most aerobic things you'll ever do, even though it only lasts 30 seconds.
Yeah.
You will never match your heart rate out. But everything you do, short or long term, requires some level of both muscular as well as cardiovascular effort. So they're in shape. Now, that all depends on your definition of shape. Okay? Most of those guys cannot walk out and do 1,000 kettlebell swings.
Right.
You know, but they can survive, you know, 1,000-pound lifts pretty good, and they're active, okay, even if they're fat, they're active. Now, in my opinion, okay, and I come from that, you know, era, they do use it as an excuse not to do cardio, because they don't like it. Most of them are afraid that it will take away from their strength.
No, that's I want to thank our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to pick up. I want to talk more about your weight loss. I want to ask you about how you looking started eating differently. But obviously, I'm going to have a big role in this as well as the fact that I'm going to be doing it.
Right.
Okay. So we'll talk about that when we come back. We'll talk about Jeff Jeffries, showman extraordinaire, traveling the country, and exposing kids in school to the feats of the showman while sending the message about anti-bullying. Wonderful, wonderful thing. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the other supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I can feel the sensation of tired muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was expected. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer today. It won't be super even, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I have never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any of the protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to SuperEatMaria.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most scientific world magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium bottle from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbs through your skin to elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaheLer.com. Hey, this is Carl. Are you tired of your current wireless service? Were you promised low rates but ended up on an antiquated system with poor coverage and slow texting? Well, now check out Lightyear Wireless, the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click on the Lightyear Wireless banner to get the lowest rates for unlimited calls and texting on 3G and 4G networks. There's no reason to get substandard service any longer. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Lightyear Wireless banner and get on board with the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio. Lightyear Wireless. Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserm 347 is here. Bovine Adalexis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserm 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolexis TM Bovine Adalexis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer, Anabolic State GT, has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anabolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as Best Pre-Workout Product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Sciences want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we'll be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anabolic State GT from Bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anabolic State GT at Bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Super back to Super Duper Radio. Kind of debating whether to take off tomorrow. I don't know. I still don't feel well. I feel like if I could get a day under my belt where I don't have to work and stay in bed, I might actually recover from this. Maybe I'll just talk about work tomorrow and I'll get off. What do you think, Bud? Where should I go?
I don't know. I'm a pilot, so it's a definite thing, but, you know, recovery is such a huge issue, man.
Yeah. I am so, you know what? I make a living with my voice, and I caught something at the beginning of the week, probably over the weekend, and lost my voice pretty much Monday and Tuesday. Did the show something like Barry White. You know, I keep hitting the cough button. They call it a cough button for a reason. There's a little button to press on, and it just blanks me out. But a lot of times when I'm talking to you, and you're answering me, I'm holding that button down, I'm hacking back here.
I
wake up with the sweats in the middle of the night. I've got, you know, running fevers late at night, or whatever it is has got me. But I just feel like if I could have one full day where I go to sleep at night, wake up in the morning, and just spend the whole day in bed, then I could take this.
Probably. Are you going to take anything to combat it?
No. I'm going to take a little vitamin D. I'm going to take a 40,000 IUs of vitamin D a day right now. And it's even enough, but I usually take 10 to 20,000 IUs of vitamin D a day, mostly 10. But I ran out of vitamin D because I like this liquid vitamin D because one drop is 1,000 IUs instead of taking all the pills.
Right, right.
I ran out of vitamin D and I stopped taking it for about 3 weeks and son of a gun, I didn't get sick.
I'll say something to help me because, you know, in essence, I make a living with my voice as well.
Sure.
Because I'm doing, okay, on average, when I'm touring with this company that we're working with the booking company that books for us in school, I do an average of 10 shows a week.
Right.
So that's two schools a day, 40-plus minute programs, 30 minutes of which is my voice. It's all.
Right.
So that's, you know, and two things that help me. Number one, you know, echinacea to help kick the, you know, kick anything I'm exposed to. Because, okay, I spoke to 40,000 kids this fall.
You stay away from processed foods.
As much as humanly possible.
Right. So lots of meats, lots of, in other words, animal proteins are good. But as far as carbohydrates, are you eating lots of bread, rice, and pasta?
I am sort of middle of the road there.
Right.
Okay, I'm not, you know, I try not to go psychotically heavy on that, but at the same time, I don't walk away from it. Now, here's my difference on that. If I can possibly get, you know, and that's different when I'm off, it's very hard when I'm traveling, but when I'm home, this is something that people ask me all the time, and this is my example. I eat bread, but we make the bread. So, yeah, my wife is just phenomenal as a cook, and has helped me in innumerable ways with this, okay? We make the bread. So if you make bread, it has 5 or 6 ingredients, maybe. But if you go buy bread, it has 35 ingredients, 29 of which you can't pronounce.
Right.
Okay, those ingredients mess it up. That, in my opinion, is what makes bread bad for you. It's not that wheat in and of itself is bad for you. I mean, you can argue about the, you know, it's GMO and it's not, you know, what wheat was 1,000 years ago. And you're right, but I'm talking about realistic living a life in today's world and, you know, doing the best you can possibly can. So I do eat that. What I try to do is I like to go to a one of everything a day, okay, a simplicity diet, because I think that's the only way you can maintain. So one major protein source, one major carb source, one major fat source, and at least one green vegetable and one fruit, okay? So that way I, now within that one thing I might have multiple servings compared to how you would, you might, you know, okay, so if I have a green vegetable, it might be but and now here's the thing, I think, do you need variety? Is variety historically correct? Sort of. If you look at how people live close to the land, they eat what is seasonal, and usually there's one or two things that they eat all the time, or that is seasonal for that time period, and they eat the fire out of it. They don't, you know, they didn't necessarily, if you look at people who actually live in a primitive way, sometimes they have 30 different ingredients in something, but most times it's one or two. Simplifying, making it something you can live with long term. So if I tell you that to eat healthy, you have to get 5 different vegetables every day. No. But over the course of a week or 2 weeks, you might have 5 or 6 different vegetables. That is realistic, consistent variety within a nutritional pattern. But every day I'm going to have some type of green vegetable, some type of fruit, some type of carbs, some type of protein, some type of fat. And I like to, personally, I went to a 2-meal-a-day pattern most of the time. And I believe that gives you the ability to eat when you're hungry and truly understand when you are hungry and when you're not hungry instead of just shutting it down when the clock says so. And I believe that gives you the best pattern, at least for me, okay, to minimize the total caloric load but still be satisfied and recovered all day.
I think you're right. I think what works for one person doesn't necessarily work for the other person. The illustration you gave before about Mike Mahler and the other fellow is perfect. And I think whatever works for you is the thing that you can stick to longest. That's what works.
Right, and I think that's the big secret in fat loss is finding the thing that works for you but you can live with. Because really, what use is it, unless you're bodybuilding contest, to cut fat for 6 weeks and gain it all back? You're not going to be permanent. Why waste your time?
Right.
And that's the way. That's why the training we do is set up the way it is, from a frequency and from a an efficiency standpoint. It's something that I can live with, that people can live with for long periods of time. Yes, burn a bunch of fat, but not take 9 hours of you don't have to do 9 hours of cardio a week.
Right.
You know, I probably average when I'm training at optimally less than 3 hours total training a week. That's 1 hour of very hard cardio and a couple of 30-minute sessions with either strength and combined cardio the rest of the part of the week. So two to three hours total. And I'm at an upper end level, that most people aren't looking to go to. Now, if you can't squeeze out 2 hours, maybe a week, to train, and then 2 meals a day, then you're not serious about your health.
Yeah.
And you can make fat loss not the incredibly painful thing most people make it. You just have to learn. And I think you can eat a lot of things that you like. And you don't have to eat, because let's be honest, most people ain't a big fan of dried chicken and dried broccoli 6 times a day.
Right.
I mean, the average person, literally, they might stick to it for 6 weeks if they need to get in shape for a wedding or something like that or whatever, but they ain't going to do it for a long period of time. And so why not do something that will build your health over a long period of time? And okay, does it, do you get that 6-week ultra dramatic and totally fake most of the time result? No. But do you get that result that's over a little bit longer period, but you maintain it forever and you get real control of your health, real control of your weight? And here's the other thing, you allow your
your body to reset itself. A six-week crash diet is not enough time to allow your body to hormonally reset itself to this is the weight we should be at. Your body's always trying to maintain that homeostasis. So if you've been 350 pounds, you diet 50 pounds off in 6 weeks, your body is trying as hard as it can, giving you the mental signal, giving you other signals to get right back to where it was. Versus if you do it a little slower, a little smarter, a little less painfully, your body gets the idea that, okay, 350 is not where we were supposed to be. Where we're supposed to be is where we're at now.
Right.
And that's applied to a woman who's 150 pounds or a middle-aged guy who's 200 or whatever your body weight. It doesn't necessarily have to be the monster strongman guy. But this is a massive, publicly consumable thing.
Let me ask you a question. We're coming to the end of the interview. What school are you visiting? Where are you going? Give people an idea of where you're traveling to.
Well, I'm going to be literally this the end of this winter and into the spring. I'll do about 180 schools over the 9 month school year. We'll do about 300 schools, and total over the year we'll do 40 states. So I'm going to be all over the U.S. This week I'm in Louisiana. Next week I'll be in Tennessee. I'll be in Kentucky. We'll move up into Michigan and then up into Wisconsin, and then we'll go the entire southwest and north. We'll go into Arizona and Texas and California and be up into Oregon. Just literally everywhere.
How long are you going to be doing this for?
I'm going to finish about June. I'll go home again. I actually won't even go home. I'll be, literally on the road until June. And so I will follow the school year almost completely. And I normally wouldn't do that, but this particular tour style is so busy and it's so much, 10 to 12 or more schools a week. You just literally can't even have time to, fly home, fly back, and you just do it and you're home for 5 minutes and come back. So,
right.
And it works like a giant circuited tour, so I'm literally moving from state to state. I'll, a week each state maybe and do a dozen schools. And actually, when I get home from you, I'm going to do a school this afternoon.
Wow. That's cool. And that's where we're going now. We're coming to the end of the show. I want to go ahead and thank my other guests. I want to thank Elba Jones for coming on today and talking about the new event coming up at the Kentucky Derby. Also, Steve Faraki from APS Nutrition to talk to us about creatine nitrate. And Ben Jack Brings is traveling around the country teaching kids the honorable sport of strongman exhibition. But I think it's a wonderful thing what you're doing, by the way.
Oh, I appreciate that, man. We're really trying to make a difference with kids. And listen, if your listeners will sign up at my website, we'll give them a free ebook, and we'll also give them a free transcript of my notes from the interview.
What's your website?
We actually have three, but the base website is strongerman.com.
Strongerman.com. There you go.
Strongerman.com.
Everybody go there and sign up for Bud Jeffrey's website. Thanks a lot for being on the show, man.
Well, thank you, Carl. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. And we'll see everybody. Well, we're going to see. Maybe we'll see you tomorrow, or maybe I'll be rerunning an older show tomorrow. We'll have to play that by ear. I'll let you know. See you.